This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves here. All you have to do is dial in. Our toll-free number is available to you over at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to join us there, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, because it gives you a big boost in audio quality over a normal phone call at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight, with you, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
So we got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight, including the poor, poor Border Patrol, who are so sad that people hate them.
Get in line with the TSA people.
Now, why would that be? Why would someone hate the Border Patrol? We'll get into that a little bit later on. Plus, looks like New York State is going to be using so-called emergency executive action to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes.
It's an emergency.
So beating the federal government to the punch on that one. And your calls and thoughts, of course, are also welcome. But, Richie, you had a story tonight from Common Dreams, which is a pretty lefty website, right?
Sure. News source. I'm not really familiar with the website itself. Mm-hmm. But
so what are you doing over there on that side of town?
You know, just checking out what's out there. I've been converted, Mark. Here's the thing.
It's important to know what people think.
I'm giving up the ideas of liberty. I'm giving up the ideas of freedom.
It has happened.
Unfortunately so.
Yeah.
I'm being facetious.
Yeah,
unfortunately
you are.
So.
there have been people who have actually even moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project migration, and have given up on the ideas of liberty and completely joined the side of statism.
Well, they're not very achievable, the ideas of liberty, so that it gets difficult for people, right? Like, nobody wants to fail over and over and over and over again.
Hey, life is about the journey, man.
Their reason is that they didn't like failing?
I think that the vast majority, and by that I mean every single one, of human beings really don't know what their own motivations are.
Well, could be. One lady who became a state representative totally turned against the libertarian movement here and became very, as from what I understand, unfriendly.
Sure.
Towards her former friends. And that seemed to have a lot to do with her boyfriend, who was a Democratic activist. She was with an anarchist when she moved here and then got together with this Democrat guy and then became a Democrat.
So all we got to do is break him up and hook her up with another anarchist.
That seems like it would solve the problem.
There we go.
It's not like there was any shortage of males within the Liberty Movement here to
desirable
choose from.
Males, then.
Well, yeah, I don't
desirable
know. I don't know how to produce that.
There was another guy here in Keene. His name was Will May. He was, you know, he was always kind of like a lefty libertarian, but he basically rejected the idea of non-aggression after some amount of time and decided that he did think the government needed to tell people what to do for their own good, of course.
Of course.
And went off to the left, ended up, thankfully, moving out of the area and moved to, I think, initially Vermont and then further to New York. So he's now in a place that is right for him.
I don't know how people make that transition, because in my mind, it's okay to start there, right? To start at the left or to start at the right, and then come into the ideas of freedom and liberty and go like, wow, that makes a lot more sense. Mm. We should try that instead. But to give up on it simply because you're not achieving it doesn't seem productive at all either.
I'm just saying, from the people I know, that wasn't their reason.
Sure.
So Mark was speculating that that may be some people's reason. I don't know anyone who's actually said that that was their reason.
Well, but even to walk back on it, even to go like, well, no, this freedom thing, that's too much. Right? You can't have personal freedom and liberty because people don't know how to behave themselves.
That was basically his excuse.
A lot of people that have said basically, they got into the Liberty Movement to understand the ideas of liberty, mm-hmm. that they found it to be a very interesting, field of study, and then once they felt that they'd conquered it in whatever way, because, you know, that's certainly doable.
It's an intellectual pursuit?
Yeah, as an intellectual pursuit, okay. And then the realization comes that this is not something that can happen in my lifetime. And here's another sort of big nail in the coffin of this this idea set is that it is very difficult to determine how it should be implemented, right? Like, you know, it's easy to say, well, whenever the issue comes up, we should do this, this, or this. But let's say, for instance, you're talking about border freedom. The idea that free people can cross the borders of a free country freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have a free country, right? Like, that's an obvious statement. However, if you were to get border freedom in the United States without doing anything about the welfare state, the warfare state, and, you know, the sort of disparity in voting amongst the, you know, the immigrants that might come here, because the vast majority of poor people are likely to vote Democrat. The Republicans are never going to go for that. So if you don't address one of those issues, that those issues are married. And if you don't address one side of that issue, then the other side is going to make it fall apart. And this goes with so many different issues out there. It's like, well, what about this? Oh, well, I want freedom in that area too. But you don't get it, you know, and that people understand that implementation matters and the order of implementation matters. And then the politicians are never going to do what we want them to do anyway. And they just give up. But that, yes, I've talked to many people.
But there's a difference between, hold on, there's a difference between just giving up,
yeah,
and, you know, calling it a day and saying, you know what, I'm retired from activism, still love freedom, but not going to spend my time on it. I'd rather go, you know, sit on the beach and drink Mai Tais or whatever.
Sure.
Fine. Okay, I get that. But to give up and then change your beliefs to the complete opposite.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That
doesn't make any sense, especially, you know, the liberty movement is a moral position.
Agreed.
The moral position of it's not okay to violate my neighbor's rights, to threaten somebody with violence in order to get them to do what I want. We're talking about people who have gone from purportedly believing that to then going and believing the complete opposite and saying, yes, it is okay to use violence against my neighbor, either because it's for their own good, in the case of the lefty guy that I told you about earlier, or in the case of Christopher Cantwell, who also was a libertarian and then went off totally to the right, all the way over to racist white nationalism. He wants to use the government to create his perfect little society and use violence against the people who disagree with him if necessary. So they both completely embraced the violence of the state. It wasn't, I don't think, because they were failing at libertarianism. They just changed their minds. They decided that they wanted to control their neighbors, that they would have a better society if they could just tell people what to do. There are those people who want to control people. It's just hard for us to understand how you could have rejected that idea and then proceed to embrace it.
I think part of that, I guess a little bit of nuance, is using the state to control your neighbors because you feel attacked by your neighbors.
Right, and that's what I would. Where I was going to go with this is that the reality is that your neighbors are using the state today and will use the state tomorrow.
Not most of them. Most of them ignore the government. They don't vote.
Well, they do a variety of things in support of the notion of the state. And this is one of the difficulties of a revolution. A revolution, if you want to, you know, have one, you have to get the right people thinking the right way in the same place, ready to do the same stuff. And whether or not the vast majority of people go about their lives without implementing the state as a tool against their neighbors, that may be true. But they still understand that it's happening, and they're like, oh, well, you know, we need it for this area, that kind of thing. So
you can't have people texting and driving. You can't have people smoking in restaurants.
I tell you what, I see them texting and driving every time they drive by this house.
Yeah, well, they're not principled libertarians. They're just jackholes that don't think that they're going, I'm not going to hurt anybody this time. I'm not going to get an accident this time.
Yeah. So. I'm just saying, the law doesn't do crap.
As far as I'm concerned, the person who's out there on their phone while driving is one of the reasons that we have we have a state, and it's one of the arguments for a state.
It ain't working.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you, almost every person that goes by this house. Now, to be fair, we're on a residential street. It's not exactly the busiest of streets, but it's still
somebody's cat or somebody's
common kid
could be running right out in the middle of the
street.
Well, I you know, I moved from Hawaii for the freedom migration. Is that is that what we're called? And back there, there was no walking while texting. When we left.
Wow.
You couldn't even have while you were up.
Well, you could hurt yourself.
You could.
You could run into a pole. You could fall down a manhole. You know.
I've walked into a pole without my phone in my hand.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Common Dream says socialism made America great. We're going to get into that story coming up on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones. And my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
For you to join us here, our number is is 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Mark.
And liberty-minded folks, people who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, those are the kind of people who belong at liberty.menu. If you believe in the state, if you believe in using violence against your neighbor, please do not go to liberty.menu. We don't want you there. But
if you change your mind later,
yeah, if
leave
you change your mind later, come on. Right. But yeah, if you turn against liberty, you should take down your listings. But it's for people who care about freedom to let other people who care about freedom know about, let's say, a business that you have, or maybe a show that you do, or an event that you're creating. Go to liberty.menu. You can put your stuff that you do on the site. It's, you know, map-based site where there's reviews and ratings. There's even a bit of a social networking aspect to connect and share with others. And it's free to do it. So unless you don't want people to know you care about freedom, you really ought to be listed with whatever you do at liberty.menu. As we continue here, the story from Common Dreams. Richie, headline, Tim Butterworth writing about socialism making America great. Now, Common Dreams is like, you know, one of those old leftist publications. I think it dates back some amount of time.
Pre-internet?
Weren't they pre-internet? I feel like they're sort of in that Mother Jones. If not, they certainly have a brand that has been around in internet, you know, internet times fairly effectively.
This may be my first foray into it, and I don't know how I came across the article or where I was when it popped up, but I went, ooh, this is different. Because, you know, my normal show prep is the same as everything else, liberty-friendly, you know, liberty positions, and, you know, I figured this is the alternate position. So, like I said, I have been converted. I changed. I believe now that socialism made America great.
All right, so hold on. Before we go on, sure. Just a little history here. It looks like they launched in 1997. So, not around as long as I thought.
Not Mother Jones.
But they've been around for a long time on the internet.
Yeah.
That's like very early internet.
That's early internet, yeah.
I have a difficult time with this term socialism and the shifty way that it is defined. So you will find in libertarian circles, people want, there are two types, right? There's people that want to define socialism as I was taught when I went to school, that socialism is state ownership of the means of production. Right?
Sure.
Or Plato defined it as rule by an educated elite. All right? Both of those basically are the same thing. There's a small club. You're not in it. Right? Whereas socialism as defined by the left libertarians would be community ownership of the means of production.
Libertarian socialist is a term. It's a thing.
Right.
They're out there.
They are out there. And I'm happy to have people that do not want to use the state in order to solve their problems, even if they use a term differently than I use a term. So, all right. Community ownership of the means of production. I would just call that a co-op or a commune.
Sure.
But I also don't think the means of production really holds much sway in our lives as much as it did. I mean, you know, if you're a 19th century steel worker, the means of production is very, very important. However, all of them are dead. So, you know, I mean, means of production. All right. Does that mean y'all are going to start a farm?
Well, okay, so it has been argued with me that the term means of production is an antiquated term.
Uh-huh.
And we need to come up with something better of it.
Okay.
However, I think that it's still useful because the means of production is those tools in which that are used to produce things.
Okay.
So for a farm, right, the means of production could be the tractor that's used. Right? Who gets to plant the crops? Well, whoever has got the tractor. Otherwise, you're just a guy out there dropping seeds in the dirt.
So the bank.
Well, depends, right?
Bank always owns the tractor. Oh, they own the land, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Okay.
Right? I mean, in modern society, as the way the economy has developed, really, what we need to look at are three things. The state, the banks, and the multinational corporations. Those are the ones that control us, and we don't have good terminology for that. And I understand the socialists complained against those things.
So the computer manufacturer, right, IBM or Hewlett-Packard or Apple even, right, where their factory is located and they're actually producing the technology and the items that you purchase, right, they might have a lease on loan from the bank. You could then say the bank owns it. But I think a lot of those companies have enough income.
Yeah, they're doing fine.
They're doing fine.
Sure.
Right? So, but they, the company, right, Apple, IBM, whatever, Hewlett-Packard, they own the means of production. They own the factory, the warehouse, whatever, of which is used to produce those goods. So in terms of, you know, community ownership, it would be cooperative ownership. Over, like, everyone has a share in the factory, or everyone has a share of the tractor.
Can I sell my share?
If you're an owner of it, sure, why not?
Okay.
If you're a factory worker, you could do it, certainly do it. So those are fine ideas,
yeah.
And co-ops work. What they don't do generally is start up well, right? It's hard to get a co-op through the startup phase. It often works if some guy came along and is like, well, I'm retiring. Does anybody want to buy the factory? And all the workers say, we'll buy the factory and run it. We want our jobs. And then it tends to run a little better that way.
They seize the means of production.
Well, they bought it. And then there's another definition for socialism, which the modern sort of socialists are using for sort of a Fabian definition, which is this kind of a well-developed, democratically implemented social welfare program. So, for instance, you can have a capitalist society, such as Sweden or Denmark or something like that, that has a well-developed social welfare component, and the socialists are going to call that socialism.
I think that's what we're going to get into here.
Yeah, and I wish we had different terms to describe these things rather than using the same term and just applying it in different ways.
All right, did the fascists have social welfare programs?
I presume they did.
I mean, what state doesn't, right? So
well,
would that be
today,
socialism? If the fascists are running it?
There was a time when autocrats wouldn't have given any social welfare program. They considered serfs to be property, more or less, and you know, they wouldn't have given any kind of health care, you know, food or anything like that. You want food, get to work, you know, make me some money and then give me a percentage of it. Then again, that's basically what we have now for those that choose to work. You choose not to work, we've got a social welfare program for you. But if you choose to work, then we're going to take some of it from you and give it to the people who won't.
Well, and you can also have like what was described last week as the post-capitalist, where everyone has a 3D printer and has their own means of production to produce their own things. Or they, you know,
decentralized,
whatever. Yeah,
I'm for that.
All right. So socialism made America great. The GOP hopes the S word will scare you. But great public works projects transform this country for the better.
Like the big dig in Boston. That's great. It's big. It took 3 decades or
right.
2 decades or something like that. Somebody died a few times.
I'd remind you that
the human cost is worth it.
That when it comes to dams, that it makes the modern left, sort of greeny leftists that are out there crazy. That, you know, dams have all kinds of ecological problems. So, for those who are going, this is going to outline programs like dams and say, aren't they great? Well, not so much.
Well, you can be the counterpoint. From single-payer health care to climate change, the 2020 Democrats have ambitious plans. But these new grand and green deals aren't as radical as some make them sound. In fact, big public projects are what made America great.
Well, I want to hear about this. We'll dig in further. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or call us on our Discord lines at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Unless there's a last-minute settlement, 49,000 members of the United Auto Workers who work at General Motors plants will go on strike at midnight. There's no official plans for negotiations. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has more.
The union says the sides are far apart on wages, health care, and other issues. Bargaining Chairman Ted Crum says workers have sacrificed for GM and now want a share of record profits.
And we deserve a fair contract because we've helped make this company what it is.
GM says it presented an offer that improves wages and benefits and grows U.S. jobs. Jeff Gilbert, Detroit.
The House Judiciary Committee is starting an impeachment inquiry. The president tweeted, "You don't impeach presidents for doing a good, parentheses, great job." This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do, dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about socialism and, what does it actually mean? Plus, there's a story over at Common Dreams that you've just begun sharing with us, Richie, claiming that socialism made America great. So we're going to get deeper into that. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And whatever kind of government gang you have out there, whether they're socialists or fascists or some otherist, they probably want to know about you and where you are, what you're doing. Actually know as much as they possibly can about you. They're all about gathering data on you. Well, you can use the GoDark bag to, at the very least, prevent them from gathering your location with your smartphone. You put it into a Faraday bag from GoDark Bags at godarkbags.com/FTL, and you will be off the grid, at least as long as it's in the Faraday bag. Some people think they can turn their GPS off and that's going to eliminate it. No, the phone will still track, or if you go into airplane mode, the phone still uses GPS to track your location while you're in airplane mode, and then as soon as you go back online, it uploads all that data to whoever it needs to upload it to. Go to godarkbags.com/FTL and check out their Faraday bags. godarkbags.com/FTL. If you care about privacy, you got to have the right tools. godarkbags.com/FTL. Let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Richie, and Mark.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know that I lived under democratic socialism in Central Europe for about 20 years. And, you know, a lot of times they say that, you know, under socialism we didn't have to, first of all, that our country didn't have socialism, but our chancellor said to them, yes, we do have socialism, we have democratic socialism. Sozialdemokratie is what she called it, and she's referred to it as Sozialdemokratie, in other words, our brand of...
Slow down, man, you've got a lot to say, it seems like, and you're just going a little fast.
Okay, sure. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that our brand of democratic socialism in the country in which I lived, in Central Europe, provided us with world-class technologies, like for medical treatment and for education, all the way up to the university levels.
But socialism doesn't create technology. It's just wealth redistribution.
Well, the companies that operated in our country did produce those technologies.
Were they government-operated companies, meaning socialist companies?
Not exactly. It operated with our country operated on a socialistic system, and these companies operated within the framework of our form of democratic socialism.
So they weren't nationalized by the country in which you were.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So they weren't really socialist.
That sounds more like fascism.
Yeah, it does sound more like fascism.
Well, our chancellor refers to it as our brand of democratic socialism and education. There are a lot of socialistic aspects.
Well, this is why the problem is, you know, with these definitions, is one person saying socialism doesn't mean what the other person saying socialism means. What you're describing is the traditional definition of fascism, which is where it's a corporate controlled or where the government regulates the corporation.
But that's a ruined term by, you know, modern standards. So
is socialism ruined too?
No, because it's way too popular right now to be.
But people don't know what they're saying.
Fine.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you presume that your definition that you like is the right one.
Well, that's why I think it's important to ask somebody what they think that socialism is.
Sure.
How would you define it, Robert, in South Carolina?
Well, there are different brands of socialism. That's quite correct. And it goes all the way to what people might refer to as a kind of national commune or communism or autocratic communism, like what they had in like Joseph Stalin's system, which was quite different than ours, no question about that. But our system integrated the best aspects of both systems.
Now, how many people did Stalin, didn't he murder some large amount of people?
Well, there's the starvation in Ukraine, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, how many people, you know, is it worth to murder in order to have such a great system?
Well, it's not worth murdering one, and there's no need to murder anybody.
Oh, thank goodness. So what you're saying is...
that's the definition of the state is an organization that uses violence in order to achieve its means, right? Like, if it's only a threat, it's still violence. So...
No. There's no threat aspect. We would never do something like that.
Okay, hold. I have a question then. Are you saying that in the country that you lived in, there was not one citizen, individual, resident... that opposed that type of government while you were there?
Anyone who opposed it, there were two possibilities. One is you could switch to private. In other words, there are 800 quasi-governmental insurance companies for medical services in Germany. If you reach a certain level of income and you don't like that system, you're allowed to switch to a private system, and actually 10% of the people in Germany do.
Do you not have to pay for the other system when you switch to the private system?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Well, so,
what if you don't pay for it, though?
Well, then you can stick with the governmental system. And
No. What happens if you don't pay for it?
What happens if you refuse?
I want to use the private system.
With a VAT, it's very difficult to not pay.
But I don't want to pay into the government system.
Oh, you don't have to pay into the government system if you switch to the private system.
Okay.
But you just said that you did. So you're saying pay taxes?
You do have to pay taxes. So income tax, of course, you have to pay income tax.
And that doesn't go to benefit the private health care, or not private, sorry, the government health care system?
No. Well, people pay based upon their income for the governmental system.
How is that different from just having a private system that people pay based on their income for?
Well, the private system is a bit more expensive generally.
Well, now in the United States, if you want to call it a private system, prior to the implementation of Obamacare, it was 3/4 funded by the government, and after Obamacare, it's 7/8 funded by the government. So, I mean, you know, it's just different. We don't have free market in medical. I was down in Mexico where they have a more free market in medical. The doctor's visit was free so long as I bought my medication at the pharmacy.
Wow.
So they employed a doctor in order to prescribe the stuff that they sold. But I want to get back to pointing out the violence inherent in the system, my brother, right? So the violence inherent in the system is that I don't know what it's like in Germany, but I know what states are like because I've lived under one in the United States. And in the United States, if I choose not to file my income taxes, it's quite possible I'm going to get a letter from the government telling me to file my income taxes. And if I ignore that, it's quite possible I'm going to get a visit from somebody who says, you're going to have to start paying your taxes or we're going to throw you in jail. And if I resist going to jail, like, you know, try to preserve my freedom through, you know, the sort of means that people do, then at some point or another, they're going to shoot and kill me.
That's not happening in Germany, apparently.
No,
of course not. They would never do something like that.
All right, well...
You don't actually believe that, right? Like, when you say what
I know exactly what they would do. I've been down all those roads before, and I know other people have had different experiences, and I know exactly what can happen. And what will happen is, I'll tell you what will happen.
Okay.
If you don't cooperate with them, they will stop by the place where you're doing business, and if you don't open the door or not answering, they'll drop a little bill in your mailbox for 130 euros, and then they'll come back another time without an appointment. And if you're not there again, they'll drop another bill in the mailbox for 130 euros. But in the final analysis, I don't think that they'll ever arrest you, because I asked my accountant, I said, well, what happens if we don't cooperate? And he said, hey, Dr. Klissmann, die wollen nicht ihr Körper, die wollen ihr Geld. In other words, they don't want your body, they want your money.
So if you don't pay them, that's it? You just walk away?
Well, they'll pursue you, and they'll shut off your bank accounts. That happened to me, too. But I tested them out to see exactly what would happen, and that's what they do. They don't arrest you. They never...
Interesting claim.
Well, it's not being able to have a bank account isn't freedom. It's just a form of violence that you can't do anything about.
That's not violence. Well, that's just an arrangement.
When they claim the VAT from the company that you're buying things from, it's just an unavoidable tax. In the same way that you have a cell phone and you can't avoid paying.
Can you avoid VAT by buying, like, secondhand?
Sure.
Okay, then it's avoidable.
Okay, so in any case, and if you are home, they'll come into your business and they'll put what they call cuckoos on all the stuff you own, just like little seals, so that you can't sell any of the office equipment that you have. In other words, you're beholden to them in a kind of way. And that's another way in which they can try to control you. But that's what they'll do. They'll try to use more methods of control, but they don't seem to put you in jail.
Interesting. Robert, thanks for
what
sharing your experience.
Can I just take it off?
I don't know.
Like
don't want to get into it.
For your car.
Thanks for the car. Right. Appreciate it, man.
Take that off with an angle grinder.
Interesting claims. I don't know if I buy it, but he said he was there. He said he went through it. So if you want to share your thoughts and perspective, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. More on socialism on the way. And you can share with us your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program Socialism. The folks over at Common Dreams claiming that it made America great. We're going to get further into that story because I don't buy it. But you can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Although we had a guy call from Germany who claims if you don't pay taxes there, they're just going to send you some bills and make it so you can't sell your office furniture and take money out of your bank account or shut down your bank account.
I said it was the nuisance inherent in the system because it seems to just make life just slightly more difficult for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you can go live on cryptocurrency or something like that, then whatever, shut the bank accounts down. No problem.
Well, let's talk about owning a gun in Germany.
You can't do that, I don't think, right? Or can you?
You can own you certainly can get a license to own a gun, but you're not for self-defense. It's basically unusable.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's your hobby, for instance, I like put holes in paper. You can manage to work that out with enough government forms. Absolutely. So by no means is Germany some kind of libertarian paradise.
Absolutely not. I don't think that guy would have understood what a libertarian paradise was.
I don't know. I think he got some of it.
Gun laws in Germany, it says here, they have some of the most stringent in Europe, restricting the acquisition, possession, and carrying of firearms to those with a creditable need for a weapon. I don't know if they mean creditable or credible. But anyway, it bans fully automatic weapons, severely restricts the acquisition of other types of weapons. Compulsory liability insurance is required for anyone who is licensed to carry firearms. So apparently, yeah, you can get a gun, but it's probably not going to be an easy thing to do.
Well, and with no violence coming from the government, there's no reason to overthrow the government of Germany either.
You can obtain a firearms ownership license. You may need a different one for each weapon that you buy.
Oh, geez.
Applicants for the license must be at least 18 years old and undergo what's called a reliability check, which includes checking for criminal records, whether the person's an alcohol or drug addict, whether they have mental illness or any other attributes that might make them questionable to authorities, like, being against the state. for instance.
I watch this guy called the Slingshot Channel. For those out there, YouTube viewers, you're likely familiar with this guy. He owns weapons, lots of them, but he makes a lot himself too. So, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, why do you watch him? What's he do?
Basically, these days he makes repeating bow and arrows.
So does it show him making the weapon itself?
He'll give you, schematics and blueprints. Mm-hmm. I would never make one, so it doesn't really matter. I just like to watch this guy make a repeating bow and arrow because it's awesome.
All right, let's continue here with the Common Dreams. They were about to tell us that social projects like, I guess, building bridges or something
big
like that.
Big public projects.
Were what made America great. Let's go on. I want to hear the claims.
When President Dwight Ike Eisenhower took office in 1953, America had been buffeted by the Great Depression of the 1930s and World War II in the 1940s. The Cold War put its competition with Soviet five-year plan and Chinese Great Leap forward. Eisenhower was concerned that soldiers would return home to closing factories. So Ike pushed for massive infrastructure spending, creating the Dwight D. Eisenhower system of interstate and defense highways. Okay, interjection real quick. We in Hawaii, there's an Eisenhower interstate. It's part of this because it had to be there by law, and yet it enters no other state.
That is true. What's the interstate number for in Hawaii?
It's like H1, okay. H2, and H3.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interstate different. H1 is on one island, H2 is on another island, H3 is on another island.
All three on Oahu.
Oahu.
Yeah.
Interesting. Not even the biggest island.
Not even the biggest island. Huh. To go there, it's like 40 miles across the way.
Well, wait a minute. How can people get around the other islands if there's no interstates?
There's roads. There's highways.
So what you're saying is we don't really need interstates.
Well, you don't need an interstate when you're not entering any other state, right? There's no connecting state to Hawaii.
Yeah, but I've seen roads go from one state to another state. Those aren't interstates.
I wouldn't make my argument against the interstate system. It's a really great project. However, the question is,
do you need the government to do it, though?
Do you need the government, and what is something worth? This is an important question to ask yourself is sure, the Honda Accord's a great car, but if somebody tried to sell you one for $120,000, you'd be like, no, that's not worth it. You know, for the government to say something's great, you should be happy to pay for it, mm-hmm. does not,
does not mean you should be happy to pay anything for it.
Right. Sure. First off, you don't know what the value of any other road is because the government owns basically all of them. Secondly, they don't know what something's going to cost before they start. They may have projections, but when were they ever on budget?
And it's not just roads. So, like, I listen to a lot of tech shows, and one of the issues that comes up is high-speed internet in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And one of the talking points from the left-leaning hosts, right, is that, well, it's not profitable for big companies like Verizon and AT&T to run cable to these rural areas.
So we need the government.
So you need the government to do it. And I'll go like, well, you're already admitting that it's not profitable, right? Mm-hmm. So now it's going to be the taxpayer-funded, like money down a hole, right?
Taxpayers funding, by the way, a lot of poorer taxpayers funding the wealthy people who are living out in these remote areas, because in a lot of cases, those are not cheap, houses and that sort of thing that they've built out there, and they want to be able to live away from everybody else and have everybody else subsidize the internet run out to their house. That sucks.
But even still, so they admittedly know that it's like a no profit, no gain, all expense, and yet that they advocate for
and
the government doing it.
And it benefits the 1%.
And benefits a small percentage of people at the expense of the many.
I'm not sure that your 1% claim there is going to hold up.
Well, there's some poor people living out in the woods, too.
Usually, it's municipalities that are choosing to run, this stuff. And municipalities tax people based
on
the value of the house.
In New Hampshire, it's a state program.
Right, and the state receives money from the
taxpayers.
Property tax.
Mm-hmm.
So the property tax is a
paid for by a bunch of people in cities who don't, they've got the cable modem, they've got the DSL. It's subsidized. It's city people subsidizing the people out in the rural areas.
That may very well be the case, but the people in the rural areas don't really care about that.
Just want their high speed.
Well,
internet.
They want their internet.
Well, you were making the claim that rich people are subsidizing, are forcing poor people to pay for their stuff, and I'm not sure
that's
entirely
true. Yeah, the rich people that live out in the woods.
Right. There certainly are some, and there's plenty of poor people who live out in the woods. Yeah. I would take the argument from a different standpoint. You live out in the woods, you get a set of features for your house. You chose to live there. It's right. Not like anybody drove you out to the
woods.
So
you should have to pay the fee for whatever. You want to run a fiber line or a cable line
or
something.
But that last mile is so expensive, Ian. Well, how can one person pay all that expense?
If they're rich, they can do it.
Well, like Mark said, the poor people in the rural areas.
Then the poor people need to move in town where they can get some high-speed internet if that's what's important to them. I had internet out in the woods before they ran anything out my way. I paid for Wild Blue or HughesNet or whatever it was.
Satellite.
Yeah, satellite. Sure. And we had to limit what we consumed at our houses. We didn't watch YouTube videos, and we didn't stream videos.
You had a bandwidth cap, right?
Yeah, we had a bandwidth cap, and it would have been, we would have ate it up right away.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I live in a different place, and we have, fiber coming in now, and probably because of the municipality working with the state in order to bring it in. But nonetheless, it's coming in. Sure, I'm going to avail myself of it.
And you wouldn't have advocated that the state and the municipalities do it just for you.
Nope.
But you're going to. It's available to you, so of course you take advantage of it.
Sure.
Might as well.
Yeah, but I understand the limitations of where I chose to live when I chose to live there.
Yeah.
So.
But those big infrastructure projects, always a cost, right? And because if it was a private thing, private companies would do it for the profit.
Well, they're claiming that, the interstate system, to go back to the story here, this great interstate system, it's just so wonderful. America wouldn't have been great without these big roads designed by the government. And I just don't buy that claim. I think that there certainly could have been roads built privately. In fact, in the old days, the roads were private. The governments stole a lot of the private roads in the United States, basically nationalized, or locally nationalized.
In some cases, they bought them.
I'm sure they bought them at gunpoint or something like that, where it was like, well, here's a deal you can't refuse.
Yeah, that happens.
Like with eminent domain, where they buy your property, but they give you the price that they're going to pay for it, and you either take it or you don't. And if you don't, they're still going to take it anyway.
Is this where we're starting as 1950s with the interstate system? Because it seems like we're forgetting a lot of American history if the premise is that we're starting with socialism in the 1950s. No gilded area, no New Deal, no Woodrow Wilson, there's a World War II, none of this stuff. It's just that...
It goes back a little bit.
Okay.
There's a couple paragraphs in here that go back further.
We'll dig in deeper here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome on socialism and the United States and life today. 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in, you can. Hour number two is next. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.